Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. She is the she's the lady who wrote all the bare bones business books that you can find wherever books are sold, and she's one of the smartest business consultants, especially for small businesses, that I've ever known. Ellen, thanks again for being here.
Well, I have to come here and get my ego stroked.
We're talking about meetings, how to uncomplicate meetings. Ellen, I want to tell you a quick story. So,
okay.
Back when I had my consulting company, I had a client that he had about 50 employees, and they never had any meetings. He always acted like he thought meetings were just for big companies. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have meetings, and so. As I worked with them for several years, I noticed that they would just talk to each other as they pass each other in the hall. They would just back and forth with each other as they in the hall, you know. And I said, call a meeting. Just call a meeting of your managers and your key people, and get them in a room. And he said, well, what'll I say? I said, I don't want you to say anything. He said, what do you mean? I said, you and I are going to sit over in the corner. We're going to put them together and then let them just start talking to each other across the table. So that we did that, and then when everybody got there, he and I sat over in the corner where they almost couldn't see us. And within about 90 seconds, there was just the most unbelievable, fruitful dialogue going on between these people. They were solving problems. They were getting information from each other. And I looked over at him, and he said, I'll be damned.
Meetings, okay, because otherwise that piece of information is going to be like that telephone game when you had a social party as a kid, right?
He said, should I say something? He said, should I say something? I said, I think you and I should leave.
I said,
my work's done here.
That's what consultants do, right?
But the thing is that he wasn't even having meetings to be uncomplicated. He was complicating his life by not having a meeting. Mm-hmm. But he had it in his head that the meeting had to be something in particular, and a meeting does is get people face to face so they can sort things out.
I think that you can structure them a little bit more because I'll add to that. I like to ping pong it back and forth a little.
But if I had said that to him, he wouldn't have had the meeting. See,
fair enough. And I love that he doesn't have to walk down from the mountain with all the answers. Your team knows how to fix everything. This is what meetings and talking to people at my companies have taught me. They know what to do. It's a matter of coordinating the effort. So let's go through a couple of tips for making your meetings better. One is that the meeting should have a topic and an intention. So is this the financial meeting where we go over the score? Is this the marketing meeting where we lay out and delegate marketing projects? Is it a project meeting? We're establishing a new software at our company, and we need to get those to-dos lined up. So generally, a meeting has to be focused in terms of topic and intention, and then you invite the right people. So I'm not going to invite the whole company to talk about, phase one of the software implementation, or maybe the whole company to just say, hey, we're going to do this, and then get your core team together for who's going to be doing the actual work, and then those people should meet on a regular basis to keep the project going. Also, there should be to-dos established and due dates for the meeting. So if we decide this week that this needs to be done, we have to assign who's going to do it and does it need to be done by the next meeting? And if so, it's got to be done by the next meeting, and you will hold people accountable for that so that meetings don't just turn into this constant whine about what's not happening session. Mm-hmm. So a topic, the right people, and assignments. Does this sound easy? It is. But it gets lost unless you document that. And you can document it right in your Outlook calendar or iCalendar, on your computer. Or you can use a Trello board, Basecamp, Wunderlist. There's all sorts of good list making.
Do you let your teams schedule their meetings, or do you schedule regular ones?
Oh, that's a good point. So when we have a meeting, there's going to be an in-charge for the meeting, and that in-charge is the one for scheduling the meeting and deciding the agenda.
Okay, so this has been a good meeting. When do we get back together?
Right. And so before you get off the meeting, the first meeting, then you decide, do we need to meet this week or next week or every day? You know, you decide and then you agree to that. Now, this is what this will save you. So as you're now walking through the office and someone says, hey, I have a great idea for that marketing project, I hold my fingers in the letter T, like a timeout, and I say, timeout, can that wait for the meeting? We're
right.
going to meet tomorrow.
Well, see,
at
that's 10. what with my with the group I was talking about, that's what this meeting wound up doing. They when they would walk by each other, thinking that they weren't going to be able to see that person for a while, instead of throwing out something that they weren't going to get, well, they weren't going to understand, they would keep their mouth shut and say, okay, I'll cover that with him tomorrow in the meeting.
Saves so much time. So then you get this condensed communication because you're there and you have to start and stop on time. The meeting doesn't have to be more than 15 minutes or a half an hour or an hour, and you determine that. The person who's in charge of the meeting says, we're going to start at 9 and end at 9:45. So chop, chop. That's got to get covered in this time. So now we're getting a lot accomplished in a short period of time. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you need to be in charge? No. But you know what the leader really needs to do is they have to attend meetings to remind people of the overarching intention, to remind them of the vision, to discuss where we've been, where we are now, and where we're
right.
going. And this keeps the small things from becoming these big rocks. So if we know the overall intention of the meeting, we can't get stuck on something like we don't like the color of the uniform.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Ellen, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's ellenroar.com, ellenroar.com. Are we done?
We got one more. We got to find all the, all your books there, right?
Oh, good. Yeah, ellenroar.com. And yeah, I have one more exciting. Oh, you got to hang tight.
We'll be the judge of whether it's exciting or not, Ellen. Until I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.